Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Barry's here. Doug's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior international trade specialist. He is the director of the International Trade Administration's Global Knowledge Center. He's the editor of A Basic Guide to Exporting, and the new one, Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 11 years. He's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back. Now, remind me now, are you the director? Are you the King Biscuit? Are you the emperor at the Global Knowledge Center? Tell me your...
I'm the deputy.
The deputy.
Sometimes it's good to be a deputy.
Sometimes it's good to be the deputy. Like deputy dog, right? Right.
Yeah, so you can take credit for all the good things and dodge all the bad.
That's right. And go home at night, right? It's good to have you back, Doug. You've been on the road. Tell us about it.
Yes, Jim. Recently I went to Colombia, a country that has been in the news a lot, unfortunately for them, for the last decade or so. And I went there for a trade mission, and before I left, my daughter asked me, said, Dad, I'm a little worried about you going there. And I said, why? And she said, well, you're going to be kidnapped, and I don't have enough money to pay your ransom. And I said, don't worry, dear. I work for the government. I don't have enough money to pay for my ransom either. But as it turned out...
But now, wait a minute. This was what a sweet thing for her to say. My father's obviously so important that they're going to want him.
Right. I can just see her out there with her lemonade stand trying to raise money for to get Dad out of some of the clutches of some evil FARC commander.
Right.
But none of that materialized. I certainly didn't have any concerns.
Colombia's come a long way in the last 10 years.
Tremendous, tremendous distance. And it's a very stable place now, and things are definitely on the upswing. The economy's doing well, and they had a presidential election a week ago. The incumbent, President Santos, won another term, and I think that's good generally for the people of Colombia and for us too, because it means that his policies, which are basically to finally come to terms and settle with a peace agreement with the two rebel groups that have been causing all the trouble, is more likely to happen. And what was so painful in being there was that the realization that over the past decade and more than 250,000, a quarter of a million people have died in that struggle with the rebels and then with the narco...
The drug people, yeah.
Exactly.
So where do you think Colombia is right now in terms of equilibrium? Where do you think they are? Are they more towards civilized, peaceful, safe country, or where are they on that continuum?
Yes, I think things are headed in the right direction. And
but where are they? Have they gotten to equilibrium, or are they past equilibrium? Are they
on
the good side of equilibrium?
Yes, I think they're definitely past the growth rate, GDP rate of growth. Last year was more than 5% compared with our 2.5%, so it's more than double.
Right.
The unemployment rate is down. Trade is up. Certainly, the free trade agreement we have with them that was entered into force a few years ago, that's helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. How much do you attribute the progress that the country's made? How much do you attribute to trade with the United States?
I think a lot of it can be attributed to that. They don't trade as much in their region as I suppose they could, but that's likely to change also in the future. And they've sold a lot of agricultural products to the United States. They're famous for their coffee. I had to sort of chuckle when I was in Bogota, the capital.
Right.
because there's all these coffee shops all over the place with the familiar visage of Juan Valdez.
Right.
Everywhere. So, you know, the coffee is important, flowers are important, but they're also, you know, expanding into financial services, and mm-hmm. they have some oil and gas, which I think will be big in the future. So
economics, business, trade is good for civilizing a country, and I keep coming back to what Frederick Bastiat said 150 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. And then, you know, there's one little anecdote I could share with you that I found really quite poignant. And, you know, while we were there, we went over to talk
Doug, I'm going to let you pick up. That's a great cliffhanger. We're going to, a great tease, folks. If you want to hear this incredible anecdote that Doug has, I promise you it'll be worth the while. And he's got other trips he's made. He's going to talk to us about after these messages. 20 Tail, right back with Doug Barry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.